Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
So this is pretty incredible. Thank you. So you got the power money you're stashing, but the music money starts to pick up.
Yes.
Me and my bed's out.
Yes.
Now you're watching this. So talk about watching the growth of that record grow and the type of money that brought in, because now everybody's streaming.
It's exactly.
It's perfect timing for you.
So the record, so In My Bed actually got hot during COVID.
Yep.
So during COVID, everybody's making videos about In My Bed, everybody's doing this about whatever. So
how many people knew that it was you? When I first heard it, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know. Yeah. A lot of people didn't know, but then they started Shazamming, then the video came out, then people were like, yo, he really does this, you know what I mean? And before In My Bed, I had another record called Love Rhythm. Yeah, yep. So it was like, okay, he did it. He did it once. Oh, he did it again. So it became that. And I structured my deal with Empire where it's not an artist deal. It's more of a partnership. So a lot of the money that I make independently comes to me, you know? So during this time, so my streams are hitting, going crazy. It's going, and I'm still able to do shows. But if I was with a major at the time, I would have seen way less money. You know, so again, it was a situation where I kind of bet on myself because we skipped over the fact that 50 had let me out my deal. So I
yes,
was no longer,
yes, yes. 2017?
Yeah, 2018. 18? Let me, so he had let me out my deal.
How long was the deal supposed to be for?
No, it was I think three albums with Fifth.
And you did one album?
I did one.
So you just told him like...
Yeah, I told him like, listen, man, I wanna bet on myself, you know, and I feel like and during that time there was a lot of he was changing a lot with the label. It was he had fired everybody, so there wasn't anything really tangible for me to stay there. And he didn't want me to stay there knowing that he was going through changes.
Yeah. You so, never made it till You Owe Me Monday, so that's good.
You said what?
you were never part of that series, but You Owe Me.
Oh no. He made I don't know if you remember, but he was like, oh, I owe him money. You don't remember that?
Oh yeah,
you did make it.
But so okay, so that was actually a marketing, again, his marketing genius, man. So he let me out of my situation, but if you do any deal, obviously a label is gonna put up money that they loan you to make whatever, and then you owe them back through your mechanicals. So we had a situation where he had put up about, if in 4 years he had put up maybe like 250,000, 300,000 investments in terms of videos and shows and da 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 da. So he just made sure that I paid it off through my mechanicals with Empire. So it's really nothing, you know, it's what anything. But he was like, bruh, this is how I'm going to market you. I'm going to say I want to punch you in your face at least 25 times. And I'm going to say this nigga got the number one album in the country. And but I'm going to say I'm going to punch you in your face and break your nose. And so I'm like, bro, what? Why? Why? He said, trust me, bro. It's going to work, bro. It's going to work. It's going to work. So he's like, yo, TMZ's going to call you the next day. Da, 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 da. And at the time, my album was number one on the R&B charts. But it was, you know, it starts off for 3-4 days and it could fall off. Mm-hmm. But with him doing that, it made people be like, yo, he got a number one album. Well, let me go check this out. And it stayed number one for about another 2 weeks. So it was brilliant. That's what actually broke Love Rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so I was able to pay that back off through my mechanicals and, you know, get out of that situation. So, but it was dope.
What's
man.
Your mechanicals? What does that mean?
So the money that you make from streams, the money that you make from airplay, the money that you make from publishing, everything that's from Tidal, Pandora, every time you get a stream. So basically, 150 streams, usually 150 streams equates to like $1. So if you get 500, if you get about, it takes about 75 million streams in total to go gold. So that's the thing. So you do the 75 million divided by 150, I think it's about 500,000. So that's how they break it up. So they break it up with definitely like getting, so that's why it's so important to get your songs on Spotify, get your songs on Apple Music. All these things are super important because you need to be on these playlists to get your streams up. So that's what it was. So I was getting, whenever I make the money from that, I'd have to give a portion to him. So we had like a 25% split. So he'll get 25% of whatever came in until it's paid back. So that's what kind of.
So when you're having that conversation with 50.
Yeah.
When, so he says, this is the plan.
Yeah.
It's going to help. But then when he's relaying his message on social media, he's not joking. Like, people don't know it's a joke.
No, yeah.
They think it's serious.
Yeah.
So, A, how was that for you? Like,
were people
you okay? Like, were they concerned?
Yeah, people were concerned. Yo, bro, no, even Snoop called, he was like, bro, I'll pay your debt for you, bro. I don't want you to have these problems. Like, no, I said, like, bro, it's good. We just playing. He's like, oh, shit. Okay, cool, bro. Let's make sure you good, man. He's like, I know how 50 get, bro. I know you got to see him every day, too. Oh, shit. And we still filming the show.
Drake about to get killed quicker than we thought.
Yeah. So, It was crazy, man, because again, it's him just doing his thing. But yeah, I had to deal with that. I was like, yo, you good? Like Jamie called me, like, yo, you good, bro? Like, I can give you 50,000.
Trade from Power owes 50.
So like the mind of 50 Cent, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Cause I'm sure you've seen it, you've been around it.
Yeah.
How strategic, because we see him do these things a lot.
Yeah.
How strategic is he as a person? Because like I said, on the outside, it just looks like, oh, 50 just being 50 again. He going off on this person, going off on that person.
Mm. everything, I knew, I realized the man was a marketing genius, bro, when he sat us all down, he sat the cast down, and this is when we were filming season two, and he was like, yo, Empire, they on Fox, they got the big bag. We can't compete with them with their marketing or their promotion, their advertising. We're on Stars. We cannot compete. But I'm going to start a beef with them that they have to mention us every time they get interviewed. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go straight for Taraji. I'm going to go straight for Terrence. I'm going to go straight for everybody and make whoever is the interviewer ask about, did you hear what 50 said about power being better and everything? So I saw how he attached himself to a $100 million promotion, and it put us like this, the pit, like, oh, what's better, Power or Empire? And I saw him create that.
Yeah.
And like, so it was like a Monday, he said, I'm gonna go sit down with, I forgot who he was, and it was by Wednesday, it was Power, and this to a point where Taraji's going crazy about Fifth, Terrence is going crazy. And it was just like, wow, like, you guys don't understand that this man really just is playing with you strategically. And now we are now in competition with y'all. And every time you do something, you have to mention us.
And your name is automatically attached.
Automatically, because yeah. Your 50 Cent show Power, he was saying that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. 50 Cent said this about your show, not better being than better. So everybody's like, what show is this? Because at the time, Power wasn't, people found out about Power for real, like maybe season, like they didn't watch it when it was on. Did you watch it when it was first on?
Watched, yeah.
I watched it when it first started, but season two, I feel like that's when it
that's
really
when it
started.
Really hit. Yeah. Like, so
that's when he went to Miami?
Yeah.
Season two?
Yeah, yeah,
no, that was
that's season two.
Season three was Miami, I think.
No, season two was Miami.
Miami.
That was my one of my first first episodes.
With Angela.
Yeah. So that's when it took off. So it became that because of now we tied to $100 million marketing plan.
Guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla marketing, bro.
By real guerrilla.
Yeah.
There you have it.